This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, a member of FDIC. Remember, Bayport State Bank. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. I'm going to start off tonight with a press release from Sheriff Kelly Hansen. This morning, the 31st, about 7:15, Central Dispatch received a 911 call about a car hitting a moped on Elkton Road near Cambro Road in Oliver Township. Responding Deputy Bismarck, who was less than a mile away at the time of the call, arrived to find a moped driver severely injured and the lone occupant male driver of the vehicle who hit him uninjured. Ambulance from Elkton and Pigeon and fire departments from Oliver and Owendale also responded, with the victim being transported to Shur Hospital for treatment. The victim was Roy Hill, 41, of Marlette, was eventually flown by helicopter to an out-of-county hospital due to his injuries. Preliminary investigation is showing that the 2008 Chevy Cobalt came up to a slower-moving 2020 moped in the darkness, and the 21-year-old driver from Bay City did not see it until it was too late. It's also unclear if the taillight of the moped was working. It's appearing the victim had been using the moped to travel between work in the Pigeon area and his home in the Marlette area. Accident investigators from the sheriff's office are on the scene of the investigation and will continue until the report is complete. Also responding and assisted in the incident was Elkton Police Department. Deputies from Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department responded to a fatal single vehicle crash about 9:15 Tuesday, October 30th. The crash happened on North Lakeshore Road near Weber Drive in Santa Clara County. The initial investigation determined that a 71-year-old man from Deckerville was driving a 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup north on North Lakeshore Road when it crash happened. While he was driving, his vehicle left the west side of the roadway, entered the yard, and rolled multiple times. The driver of the vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident remains under investigation. The Port Santa Clara Fire Department and Santa Clara EMS responded to the scene. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Tracy Zeal from the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking account with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send you paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agriculture and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment, that's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you and our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back, taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Fighting for all veterans, making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned, rebuilding communities after disaster strikes, and adapting to support today's veterans, meeting them where they are. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
The Cass City Pet Friends and the Thumb Animal Shelter received a grant from Meyer Store 315 in Bad Axe, Michigan, after applying earlier this year. Both organizations expressed their gratitude and honor at being selected, especially in light of the ongoing financial challenges faced by animal rescues and shelters, which have been seen a drop in donations and a rise in the number of homeless animals. The grant is expected to provide significant help to these animals in both counties served by these organizations. Special thanks were given to Chris, Dean, Kathy, for their dedication to animal care, as well as to Lavender for aiding in the grant application process. Well, Keaton Lemon, a Carroll High School graduate, has recently joined the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office as a full-time corrections officer. After successfully completing his field training, Lemon will next attend a local correctional academy 160-hour program certified by the Michigan Sheriff's Coordination and Training Council. The academy covers topics such as correctional law, security procedures, stress management, ethics, first aid, equipping officers for assignments in jails throughout Michigan. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at Bayport. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, a member of FDIC. Remember, Bayport State Bank.